Good morning. Today we have two questions as it relates to Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. And the first one is as follows. When is the proper or ideal time to light the Hanukkah menorah? So in fact, in the past, we went into detail on this. So today we're just going to keep it on a very high level. This was a question that was posed to the Beis Horah of the Yeshiva Ahava Shalom. Then the response was as follows. Not such a simple answer. On the one hand, there are some poskim who are of the view that the lighting should be at Shkia. Shkia means at sunset, so immediately thereafter, a little bit thereafter, after the sun sets, not before, that would be the view of some of the poskim. At sunset, we light the menorah. On the other hand, there are those poskim who are of the view that we should wait until Tseis HaKochavim, nightfall, three stars come out. There's a big machlokas. How long after Shkia is Tseis HaKochavim? It could be as early as 13 and a half minutes. And then we have the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes. And there are a number of other opinions as well. So far, opinion number one, we light the menorah at Shkia. Opinion number two, Tseis HaKochavim. And in fact, the Beis Horah brings the view of Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, who said that the ideal time to light is a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes, after Shkia. Why is that? Because he was of the view that if you light 15 minutes after Shkia, you are fulfilling the view of the ones, the opinion that you should light at Shkia, so that's close enough to Shkia to fulfill that view, and you're also fulfilling the view that it's at Tseis HaKochavim, because there is a view that Tseis HaKochavim is as early as 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Accordingly, he was of the view 15 minutes after Shkia is the ideal time to light. There are numerous other opinions which we won't get into, but the relevant thing for us is that we indeed have a spectrum starting from Shkia and going all the way to Tseis HaKochavim, which could be much later. A second question of the day is somebody who learns full time in Avrech, in Kolel, Yeshiva Bachur, in Yeshiva, and they learn all day long and into the night. Do they have to stop learning, go home, go to the dorm, and light? So you're really stopping the second Seder. You may not even have the second Seder at all, or is it preferable to learn as is their noheg, keep with the Sedarim, and then when they eventually go home for dinner or after night Seder, light at that point, making sure that somebody is around, so there's Pirsume Nisa. So the response from the Beis Horah of Avas Shalom is as follows, Misha Torasu Menasa, somebody who his life is his learning. It's not that he's earning a parnasa in the workplace, but he learns full time. Tzarek lahadlik bizman velola acherzman hadlaka. He has to light at the proper time, and we just discussed the proper time. Is it at Shkia? Is it at Tseis? Is it sometime in between? And he should not delay the lighting of the menorah. Why is that? Shebechol mitzvah hamutelas al adam. Any mitzvah that we have that we are responsible to do, when the time arrives to do that mitzvah, it has to be done. Umitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. It's a bigger mitzvah for you to do it than your appointee, your shaliach, to do it. And in fact, he adds on, v'gadol talmud shemevi alidei maisa. The point of learning, the greatness of learning, is that it should bring us to do the maisa. So it would not make sense if somebody is going to learning and not do the mitzvah, the maisa, but rather the point of the learning is to teach us to do the maisa. So that means when the maisa, the mitzvah of lighting, comes around, we have to stop the learning and go do the mitzvah that we should be learning about. So there we have it in a nutshell, although this is a little bit controversial because there are some gedolim who are of the view that we should stick with our sedarim, set with our learning, and then light afterward. But this is the view brought by the Beis Horah, and it is the more conventional view. Have a wonderful day.